Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Acme with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Wednesday, the 10th of February. Starting off with what looks to be an early bird situation. We've had Canadian overseas consolidating in the between 0.2 and 0.3 for quite a while now. But we've got the bear trap rebound from below the 50-day moving average to start February, and also a RSI resistance line break to start the month as well, breaking back above the neutral 50 level. So hopefully the shares are on their way. Obviously, if you're cautious, you wait for a break of that August resistance line there at 0.3 pence. Above that, on a weekly close basis, and we're looking to the top of the rising trend channel from June 2020, as high as 0.7 pence over the following 2 to 3 months after any 0.3 pence break. A lot of chit-chat about fast forward at the moment, and I'm glad to revisit the shares after, again, there's a lot of consolidation here as well. The shares are basically sideways from middle of October. But it looks like we've got a decent clearance here, breaking through that 9.5 pence initial 2021 peak, and end of day and an end of week close above 9.5 pence, and we could see fast forward heading towards the top of rising trend channel from August, and also a rather long 2019 resistance line projection as well, heading up towards the 19 pence level, and that's a couple of months target, so maybe going for the end of April or during April for that target at 19 pence. Upside argument remains in place while we hold above the 50 and 200-day moving averages. They've rather conveniently just given us a golden cross buy signal at 8.3 pence, so that's the best stop loss at the moment. Ideally, there's no break back below even 9 pence and that broken September resistance line. On to a stock which has gone great guns for people over the recent past, GS Technologies, and I suppose the issue now is to work out whether there's more to come or whether we're going to peak at where we have already reached, i.e. around the 3 pence level. Well, there's a chance of that given how overbought the shares are at 87, but probably the best way forward here is to say that while we're above yesterday's high at 2.3 pence, there could be further upside. Best case scenario target here up to 5 pence, but below the floor of the rising trend channel from last month at 2 pence would certainly put the shares back into consolidation mode or even into bear mode. But at least while we're above yesterday's peak, 2.3 pence, the best case scenario target here is 5 pence, hopefully by the end of next month. Stock which has also done rather well of late is Gene Drive. I have to say I'm amazed myself even by the way the shares have gone. Did trumpet the way that the stock had gapped through resistance and then held the gap after a couple of sessions. And since then we've broken through the 200-day moving average at 96 pence with relative ease. And now we're coming up against that old September peak at £1.54, the target, the high today rather, 155. There's no real resistance between 155 and 200 pence, which is the resistance line projection target from the beginning of July that I'm looking for. Was looking for that by the end of next month, but the way things are going, we might be lucky and get that by the end of this month. But anyway, while we're above yesterday's high at £1.41, the upside should continue. There is some resistance on the way down from June last year at £1.62, so in theory that's the next target for the shares above £1.55, and then up after that we should be clear to 200 pence plus, but obviously let's see how we go. But above 140 looks pretty good for Gene Drive at the moment. Stock which doesn't get that much airplay compared to Gene Drive, at least, is iNexus Global. Here we're looking for a clearance of the 7 pence area, which is basically the initial 2021 highs, intraday highs. above that, and we could see the shares head towards 12 pence plus at the top of the rising trend channel from last March, as soon as the end of next month. This stage only really back below the 20-day line, 5.8 pence, really delaying the upside scenario, but probably is worth waiting for a definitive clearance of 7 pence before getting involved there, just given the way that we've seen the shares in a 4 to 7 pence range for many months now. A good update from Cadence, and it's a stock which I feel that I haven't covered enough, I suppose, given how good the trend has been here. But today we've had a decent rebound for the shares, and breaking the initial February resistance at 17.5 pence. While we remain above that and the 20-day moving average at that zone, the minimum on the upside here should be up to 25 pence, which is the top of an April 2020 price channel. As I said, by the end of next month. If you're a fan of the stock and looking for maybe a more significant upside above 25 pence, we could head up towards the 40 pence area on a 2 to 3 month view off the back of a June resistance line projection from last year. But let's go for 25 pence first. This has been a rather slower situation than one might have expected. But slow but sure, at least, one can say. NCSI is next, and Net Scientific is the name of the stock, if I can type out the right EPIC code. Here we've got a great break of the initial February resistance there at 58 pence, also just about to break the August resistance as well, around, 73 pence. So got initial target there, which we had before, up to 80 pence, but end of day or weekly close above 80, and we could be up to £1.20, which is the top of that rising trend channel from September last year. So looking pretty perky for Net Scientific at the moment, and only back below that 58 pence, really delaying the upside scenario. One could actually tighten it up to 63, 64 pence, which was the November peak. So perhaps that's an easier money management for people, but either above 60, 64 or 58 preferably, and it's up to as high as £1.20 on a 2 to 3 month time frame. One of the surprise rallies of the year to date has been in Nostra Terra, but I suppose given the extended base the shares made from this time last year, the shares were due a rally. Positives here are the way that we've got the 50-day moving average rising at 0.52. Recent support for the stock has been at or above old resistance. So the 0.5 pence was the area was the previous resistance. That's now become support. Probably easiest thing here is to look for an end-of-day close at least above the initial February resistance of 0.73, ideally above 0.8. Above 0.8, and we should be heading towards the 1.1 pence zone. And that upside added while we hold, at least while we hold above recent support at 0.6 pence, which is basically today's intraday low. So above 0.6, we should be heading up to 1.1 as soon as the end of next month. A stock which I've enjoyed charting all the way up, given that it was somewhat poo-pooed when it was still in the teens. But the break of that January peak there at 19 pence, got these shares going, and we've had basically it was exceeded expectations. I think the initial target here was around 35 pence. That's been achieved, and the last target that I can come up with, given how little charting data there is 47 pence, which is a line of resistance from January. So at the moment, above recent support at 30, recent resistance rather at 32 pence, looking for 47 on Nightcap as a best case scenario target. One of the more talked about stocks at the moment remains Oriole Resources. Just toying here with the peak of last month at 1.8 pence, so looking for an end of day or a weekly close above that. If we can get that, then the target here should be up towards the 3 pence zone, which is effectively an October, the top of an October trend channel, and that could be hit within a month after any end of day close through 1.8 pence. If you're long on the shares, then probably the best stop loss at the moment is around 1.45, which was the initial February peak. Just a few to go now. One of my favourite setups is an unfilled gap through resistance, and we've got that with San Leon Energy. A bit of toing and froing at the moment, but at least while we're above 28 pence post-August resistance and the gap from earlier this month, the target here could be as high as 60 pence over the next 2 to 3 months. So it looks like a reasonable risk-reward situation there. Also worth noting that the shares gapped through the 50-day line in April last year. So the setup here has been quite a long time in the making. A stock which I didn't cover enough and was a bit late to the party on was has been Tasty, but trying to make up for it now. Gap through resistance at 4p just at the beginning of the week, and vertical move that we've got now should take the shares up to as high as 12 pence or 13 pence, in fact, which is the top of a rising 2019 price channel. In fact, we could even see more than that, given the strength and the gap through resistance that we've had there so far. Finishing off with a request in this rather long session today. Velocity Composites, some smart money looking at this, and not surprising really. You could argue that the shares have already broken that line of resistance from January and bounced above the 50-day moving average at 20 pence. But otherwise, wait for an end-of-day close through 25 pence neckline resistance, and that should give 40 pence as an end-of-March target for the shares at the top of a rising 2020 price channel. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.